Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak at Shalom, and we are now on Daf Yurcher Amud Aleph of Masechet Gittin, about to analyze Rabbi Shimon's dissenting opinion in the Mishnah, where he says that if a get was written during the day and signed the night afterwards, it's still kasher. Indeed, he went on to say that all other shtarot that are done in that manner are pasul, but that one is kasher. So we now, the first thing is, Amar Rav, Amai Tamid Rabbi Shimon, what is his reason? Kasavar, and this we already saw in our discussion in the previous podcast, Kivan Shenatav Enav L'Garsha Shuv Enol Perot. Once a man has decided to divorce his wife, he's already out of Perot, so it doesn't really matter if the get was written and signed at the same time. The minute you have a date on it, that from that date on, certainly he doesn't have Perot. Now, we have a machloka between Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, about the parameters of Rabbi Shimon's permission. I'm Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Shimon el altar. Rabbi Shimon only allowed such a get when it was signed during the day and written during the day and signed perhaps the night afterwards. However, aval mikan v'asra yamim lo. But if there's a gap of, let's say, 10 days, and Resh Lakish doesn't clarify whether 10 is his minimum gap, and less than that would be considered immediate, or if it's just an example, unclear, but Resh Lakish says that Rabbi Shimon does not permit a get to be written and then signed at some undefined time later. It has to be fairly immediate. In that case, he will not allow it. Chashir and Shema Pies were concerned that perhaps between the time that the husband wrote the get and the date on it and then handed it over or had it signed, in the meantime, they had made up. In the meantime, they had resumed relations, which makes the get a get yashan and invalid, and therefore he would not accept it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hafil Mikan Ve'arasara Yamim, Him Ita the Pies, Kala Itle the Milta. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if there is a gap, a large chronological gap between the time stated on the get and when the Edim signed on, Rabbi Shimon would still permit it, because if it were the case that the husband and wife reconciled, etc., etc., then we would all know about it. Something that gets out. Now, Itmar, we have the following discussion. Amar la asara kitvu get l'ishti, and this is something we referred to already a few days ago in an earlier podcast, and we'll get to in the sixth parak. If a man says to 10 guys, kitvu get l'ishti, you have to write, says 10 guys, write a get for my wife. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shnai mihem mishum edim. Two of them he intends to make edim. And by the way, it seems to be any two. V'kula mishum tanai. And the rest of them are a tanai, meaning that he wants the rest of them to sign on, but not functioning as edim, but functioning as the condition that he made. I want all 10 of you to participate in the get, but he means only two as edim. And we'll see what that means. Resh Lakish amar kula mishum edim. He says they're all edim. He wants 10 edim. Now, Hechidami, what's the case? If he didn't say kulchem, he just said to the 10 guys, write it, then nobody would say you need all them all, because v'hatanan, we have a Mishnah in the sixth parak. Amar la sarak yitvu get l'ishti. If he told 10 guys, write a get, achad kotev u'shnaim chotmin. One of them writes it, two of them sign it, and that's it. And the other 7 guys don't have anything to do with it. He just meant, write it. You guys among you, write it. He must have added the word kulchem. I want all of you to write it. So my binai, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish in their understanding? If two of them signed the day that that it was written, and the other 8 or however many there are signed later on, 10 days later. Mandam Mishum Tanai, so Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the rest of them beyond two are just a Tanai Kasher. Then it doesn't matter when they sign it. As long as they participate in the get, it's fine because the condition of the get was fulfilled. Mandam Mishum Edim Resh Lakish, who says that all of them are acting as Edim, then Pasul, because we hold like the Rabbanan, who say that you have to sign it, the Edim have to sign it on the same day that it's written. Now, Inami, what's another difference? For right now, we'll say the first 5 guys to sign are proper edim. And the 6th guy down on the list, the 6th guy who signed, turns out is a brother of the girl, or is Mesachek Bekubi. In some way, he's a pasul edut in this case. Now, the Mandar Mishum Tanai, according to Yochanan, who says that beyond 2, the rest of them are Tanai, then I don't care what he is, right? Kasher. Then it's fine, because the Tanai was fulfilled. I want all of them to participate. 2 is edim, the rest is a Tanai. The Mandar Mishum Edim, according to Resh Lakish, pasul. Then it's pasul, which, by the way, would mean that the minute he said kulchem, according to Resh Lakish, the minute he said kulchem, and among the group was somebody who's karov pasul, the get got torpedoed by itself. Now, I chatum b'tchila karov pasul. Here's an interesting twist. What happens in this scenario, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the first witness was an invalid witness. So Amri la kasher, Amri la pasul. So within Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, we have the discussion, and there are those who say kasher and those who say pasul. Why Amri la kasher? Some people say it's kasher because t'nai hu. After all, Rabbi Yochanan says the other eight are a t'nai, and it doesn't care what order they're in. So that means as long as all ten are signed on the get, and any two of them are kasher edim, it's fine. Amri la pasul. Some people think that Rabbi Yochanan would say pasul. Why? Atechluf b'kiyushtar da'alma. Not because there's something inherently invalid, but because then people are going to start saying in a regular shtar, if you have some edim, some are kosher, some are pasul, as long as two of them are kosher, it's okay. So therefore, we would invalidate it. So it's again a precaution. Now, hahu damar lehu la'asar kitvu ged l'ishti. There was a fellow who said to 10 people, and he said kulchem, clearly, otherwise this doesn't start. He said, all 10 of you, kitvu ged l'ishti. Now what happened? Chatum betrei minayhu biyome. Two of them signed the day that it was written. Ve'enach mikan rad asar yamim. The rest signed. One tomorrow, one the next day. It took 10 days till they were all signed on. Adla kam Rabbi Shimon Levi. So now the fellow came to Rabbi Shimon Levi and said, is this a kosher get? Can I use it? Amar le, kedai Rabbi Shimon lismoch alav b'shat adchak. He had given an interesting answer. He said, Rabbi Shimon's a big rabbi. So Rabbi Shimon, we could rely on Rabbi Shimon in this exigent circumstance. For some reason he couldn't write another get. It was difficult. We'll rely on Rabbi Shimon. Which means he says, really, halacha kechachomim, and really this get should be invalid. But Rabbi Shimon said that if it's written during the day and signed later on, how much later? Machloket Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see that in a minute, then it's valid. So now, v'amar Rish Lakish Lakish Rabbi Shimon al altar, how can you say that we're relying on Rabbi Shimon when some of these guys signed on 10 days later? Rish Lakish said that Rabbi Shimon only permitted a delay of a day, or half a day. The answer is Bahik Rabbi Yochanan's fear. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds like Rabbi Yochanan in interpreting Rabbi Shimon, and says that Rabbi Shimon, who permitted a delayed signature, would delay permitted even a week, 2 weeks later. So now I'm Rabbi Yochanan's time mishum edim mekulam mishum tonight. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, then look at the other statement of Rabbi Yochanan. He says when a guy says kulchem, two of them are witnesses, and the rest of them are Tanai, and so this get should be fine. We don't need to rely on Rav Shimon. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbanan would say it's fine, because it was written and signed by two witnesses on the day. Another guy signed on as a Tanai. The answer is Bahik Rish Lakish Sfir Olay. Rav Shimon Levi held like Rish Lakish in that case, in that context. So in other words, Rav Shimon Levi held like Rish Lakish when it came to Kulchem. He said they're all Edim. But he held like Rabbi Yochanan in his interpretation of Rav Shimon that said that Rav Shimon allowed a gap for the Edim to sign even for a long time. And therefore, here he would say, only according to Rabbi Shimon, we can rely on Rabbi Shimon and permit this get that was written during the day and signed by the two Edim immediately, and the rest of the guys signed over the course of 10 days. All right, Amir Tzashem, we will pick it up in the next podcast at the next Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel that talks about actually how to write a get and with what materials a get may be written. Everyone should have a wonderful day.